California lawmakers shared stories of constituents living out of their cars while trying in vain to get their unemployment benefits approved by the state. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Lawmakers held the marathon public hearing to review two scathing audits of California's unemployment agency that highlighted the state's slow response to the claims that came in during the pandemic and the multiple mistakes it made in an effort to catch up. California joined with the federal government to open two new mass vaccination centers as test areas for President Biden's effort to create 100 such sites nationwide in 100 days. The sites at the Oakland Alameda Coliseum and Cal State University Los Angeles will be jointly run by FEMA and the Governor's Office of Emergency Services. A manager of California's Office of AIDS has been charged with defrauding the state out of about $2 million that was intended to help combat the condition. 45-year-old Chanel Flores pleaded not guilty to wire fraud and was allowed to remain out of custody on a $25,000 bond. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, a judge sentencing 68-year-old Peggy Esterly to 364 days in jail, 2 years probation, for her conviction on 6 counts of theft of an elder-dependent adult after she allegedly embezzled over $500,000 from a man who had hired her as a bookkeeper. As of Monday, Humboldt County Public Health and other local approved vaccinators have received 17,500 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine and administered 16,020 doses. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.